Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Liberal tyranny is already ruling many of you. It doesn't have to rule you, per se. It is ruling most of America, and I can't sugarcoat things. It's happening, and it usually rules most people. It started out with political correctness as a way to rule everybody. And then COVID-19 came in, and they used that to destroy every constitutional right you could possibly have, and they will continue. And liberals are never going to stop. People thought I was crazy when I warned it won't be a two-week shutdown. Once, if you give them the power and you give them the authority, they will never let it go unless you pry it from them. I said that on day one, and people thought I was nuts. I said, you don't know the left. I know the left if you don't know that I was right on that. And I would say, I'm talking about a Republican conservative radio audience, and half thought I was crazy. And those were conservatives, and they thought I was crazy when I said that on day one. And I really did say on day one, I saw the danger of this immediately. And I thought there would be the one thing I was wrong about is I thought there would be a big enough backlash at some point, and that it would happen quicker. And it didn't happen because I projected that people would be like me and say, screw you. I'm not wearing a stinking mask. I'm not letting my constitutional rights be violated. You're the lawbreaker. You're the tyrant. You're breaking laws. My governor was breaking law after law after law and should have been arrested and thrown in prison. That's how evil of a man he was. And yet, even conservatives were looking at me like I was crazy. How dare you follow the Constitution, Ben? What are you doing? Just shut up and be quiet and obey. Why are you following the Constitution and the constitutional rights? How dare you say the Constitution is more important than a virus? That's what I said at the very beginning. I said, folks, if you don't understand that the Constitution is way more important than a virus, I don't care if you get someone sick. It's more important. The freedom of America and your rights are more important than someone getting sick. And I also told everyone this. If I were to die of COVID-19, good, at not obeying their rules. You know why? Because that's more important. It'd be better to die of COVID-19 and have a constitutional America than to not die of COVID-19 and live in tyranny. That's a fact. And if you're not willing to say that, you're the problem. I'm sorry. Liberal tyranny has happened because people don't understand. It's this simple. It's better to have freedom and the risk of somebody getting sick possibly and dying, my own self, even if that, and I knew I wasn't going to die of COVID-19 anyways, but even if I do, even still today, I still say that. I would rather die of COVID-19 than to live under a communist rule of the liberal tyrants that we are living under right now. How is it that I feel so alone? Seriously, how is it that I feel alone in saying that? I know I'm not alone. But it feels like I'm alone many times. Folks, I meet people who are like me, so I know I'm not alone. The problem is, I know I'm a minority. Still, I know there's a lot of people that watch this and agree with me, but they don't do the actions that they agree with. I know that's true. I know it because I see it. There's no way I can be in the majority. The majority of people can't be saying and doing the things that I do in life. I would be seeing it reflected in society, and I'm not seeing it reflected. So no matter how many people tell me they're doing it, I know they can't all be doing it. It can't be possible. And you know it too. You might be doing it. You might be one of the people that are doing it, but you know what I'm talking about. You're hearing other people tell you they're just like you and me, but are they really? You see, the tyranny is succeeding because if you're not willing to follow God, and if you're not willing to put the Constitution above your job, you're not going to be able to effectively fight this. If you worship at the altar of money, you're already done. It's over. You're useless to the fight. If money is more important to you than anything else, they own you. And your money that you're trying to save isn't going to save you. And what I mean is your job. Let me explain this real quick, because this is really frustrating for me that people don't get this either. They really don't get this. There's a lot of people, like a business owner or a restaurant or a worker, and is saying, Ben, what you're asking me to do is to lose my job over the... I don't want anyone to lose their job, but I want you to comprehend this. I'm asking that you understand, if you don't stand up, and as a group, and you need more than just you, I understand that, but if you don't stand up, you're going to lose everything anyways. It makes no sense not to stand up. You're thinking, I can't stand up because they're threatening my job and I'm going to lose everything. If you stay, they're going to find out that you're conservative 3 years from now. Let's say you push it off by obeying and you secretly act like you're one of them, because that's what they're really asking you to do. Pretend to be one of us. When they find... the tyranny doesn't stop. Eventually, they're going to fire you simply for being a conservative. They're going to say that you have bad thoughts. You have to think exactly like them. You're going to lose your job in the future anyways. It'd be better to take a stand now over, like, say, a vaccine or other constitutional rights than your thoughts, because eventually it's going to be on your thoughts. A communist state doesn't stop. So you're not preserving your job by not standing up. You might preserve it for a year or two, and then they'll get you. They don't stop. So you think, no, I have to do this because I have to protect my family. You're not protecting your family. You're delaying and putting yourself down the road where it'll be way worse. And when it happens down the road, you won't have the freedoms that we still have left, which is little, to find something else. You'll be in a much worse situation if you have to find a new job 2 years from now or a year from now. I don't know if America even makes it 2 years from now. I'm not kidding about that. I really don't. I'm not seeing the signs that we... I don't know. But you should assume 2 years is a long time for the rate America is declining into tyranny. It's a long time. So my point here is this. You're saying a lot of people use fear. I can't because I might lose my job. It's kind of like when business owners were, let's say, a small new restaurant struggling, and then the government came in and threatened them and said, you have to shut down for COVID-19. You have to obey all these rules that were unconstitutional. And the restaurant owner said, I had to obey because they might threaten to shut my business down. But they knew if they did obey, they wouldn't have the business and they were going to go out of business regardless. So why did you obey when you knew your business was going to fail? It never makes sense. It was like, I have to obey because they might shut me down. But if you obey, you're going to close down. So who cares? Stand up for your rights. It drove me nuts. And they didn't. They, instead of standing up for their rights and saying, fine, make the government shut me down, they said, no, I won't stand up for my rights. I'll just get closed down and go off in silence. And that's what most people did who lost their businesses due to those shutdowns. They didn't do anything. A few did, and they made the news. And they got persecuted because the left and tyranny knows that you make an example to try to get other people intimidated. They can't do it to everyone, so they pick somebody, they terrorize them, want it on the news so that you're too afraid to stand up too. But if all of you stood up, it wouldn't have happened, but it did. And the liberals have been successful at destroying the Constitution. I want to congratulate the Democrat Party for destroying America. You officially have done so, and you're continuing to do so. It's what you've always wanted. Congratulations. You're evil, you're nasty, and you've destroyed America. I don't know what you're happy about. You're happy that Joe Biden won? Is this what you always wanted? You wanted supply chains to start to go down? You wanted inflation to go up? Look, people still don't understand what's coming. What we're experiencing now is not anything yet. It's going to get far, far worse. And you need to know, Trump isn't saving you. Where is he? How can he save you? 2024? Really? You think you're going to go that far? But wait a minute. Aren't you all convinced that the elections were rigged? Did not Donald Trump win in one of the biggest landslides of all time? So in 2024, if Donald Trump were to run and win in a landslide, why would the result be any different than in 2020? Trump won in a massive landslide, and he's not president. Trump would run in 2024 and win in a massive landslide, and he won't be president. Hello? I'm sorry, but you need it not to be sugarcoated. America is going to destruction. It is. It is. And you better start realizing it. Meaning, stop being afraid to make the hard decision now because you think there is a future. There is no American future under liberal tyranny. Liberals are going to destroy the economy, destroy the dollar, because they're not pushing for America. They're pushing for a one-world tyrannical government, and you know it. The one-world tyrannical government isn't going to care about your constitution because there won't be, and there already isn't. Name me a constitutional right that you feel confident you could go and stand in front of a court and a judge is going to rule in your favor for a constitutional right as a conservative or uphold anything. Where are you seeing the Constitution being upheld anywhere in America right now today? I'm not seeing it anywhere except for Texas on the abortion law. I'll give it an except. There's little tiny pockets here and there, but overall, your constitutional rights are being violated in every aspect you can think of. They are mandating medical decisions on you. They are going to the private sector and having private businesses fire employees for not obeying the government and liberal tyranny. And you think you have constitutional rights right now? You think America is America right now? It is not. It's already fallen. You need to wake up to it. Tucker was talking about the two-tier justice system. When you have a two-tier justice system, you don't have a country. You have communism or tyranny. The liberals are celebrating and high-fiving because they have achieved communism and tyranny in America, and because it's their side being able to persecute anyone they don't like, they are happy. They mock and laugh at you because they hate you.
The crime was, quote, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. That would be on January 6th. Donna Bissi did not set fire to any property. She didn't attack police officers. She didn't hurt anybody. She paraded, as she thought was her right as an American. Then the sentencing began, and very quickly it became clear that Donna Bissi would not be going home to her family and her hair salon. Again, that's not because of anything she did on January 6th. It's because of what she believes. A DOJ prosecutor, a fascist called Joshua Rothstein, labeled Donna Bissi a, quote, avid consumer of conspiracy theories, including that COVID is a, quote, hoax pandemic. Apparently, according to this prosecutor, you're not allowed to believe that. Believing that is a crime. It's a thought crime, and you can go to jail for it. Keep in mind, again, this was ostensibly a trial about what happened on January 6th, the physical facts of that day. The judge also heard that Donna Bissi is not vaccinated against COVID-19, and of course, that's a crime, too. It's a thought crime. She needs to go to jail. So she is. Now, you remember last year, the government released thousands of inmates telling us it was to protect them from the coronavirus, but no such sympathy was extended to Donna Bissi of the hair salon in Indiana. Quote, it's one thing to believe in conspiracy theories in your basement, the fascist prosecutor said. It's another thing to act out on them. Really? He's a shrink now, too. In the end, the judge overruled the prosecutor's recommendation of probation and sent Donna Bissi to prison for the crime of, quote, parading in the Capitol building and for disputing the official narrative on COVID. That's now a crime, and Donna Bissi's life is now ruined. She's in jail. What's interesting is that just a few months ago, Donna Bissi's friend, a woman called Anna Morgan Lloyd, was sentenced to probation for the exact same offense. That would be parading in the Capitol. So why the difference now? Well, here's the difference. Unlike her friend, Donna Bissi appeared before a judge called Tanya Chutkan. Tanya Chutkan donated many thousands of dollars to PACs supporting Barack Obama, and then Barack Obama, in exchange, appointed her to the federal bench in 2014, where she has been a disgrace ever since, a real disgrace. In the last few months, Chutkan has repeatedly overruled prosecutors to impose long prison sentences on January 6th defendants. That would include Robert Bauer of Kentucky, Edward Hemingway of Virginia, Matthew Mazzocco of Texas. And Tanya Chutkan is not the only one running political show trials in our formerly free country, the one in which you were guaranteed equal treatment under the law but no longer receive it. There's another Barack Obama appointee, Beryl Howell, who's repeatedly overruled prosecutors to punish January 6th defendants far more harshly than even the DOJ asks for.
You get the picture, and you've seen it. James Comey, he's not in jail. You can frame a sitting president. You can burn and riot and burn public property. And if you're on the left, they will let you go. If you're a criminal, they will release you because COVID-19 exists. So people have to be released from jail. But because COVID-19 exists, they want to prosecute and throw conservatives in jail that haven't even really committed crime. It's just a crime to the left. The two-tier justice system is full-blown. It has been full-blown. We found that out with Donald Trump. Even President Trump can't get justice. A sitting president couldn't get equal justice. You think you're going to get equal justice, and you think it's going to happen in the future? You think it's going to get better? Is that what it is? You think if you hold out now from standing up for your rights, that a year from now, it'll be better? That's what's going to happen? Because you held out. You didn't stand up now. You just have to wait it out? Is that what it is? You're going to wait it out. That's what I thought. You're going to wait it out, and then everything's going to be great. 20 to 25% of Americans will stand strong. I know this. And we will, for the people who are too afraid to do so, do it for you. But you have to decide whether you're going to live free or in tyranny. See, the left already lives as slaves. So this is what's so funny. I'm free. I don't live as a slave, even though I have my constitutional rights I know are not really in existence right now. I still live under the Constitution because I choose to, and I say, screw you. I have constitutional rights because I demand that I do, and I will live like I do, and I'm not freely allowing you to take my constitutional rights away. But most people have allowed the left to take their rights away. They allow them to censor what they can say or how they can act or who they can meet with or if they can even go to church or not. They allow the left to shut their business down or not. They allow it. And therefore, they are choosing to be enslaved. New York is a bunch of liberals. They're totally enslaved. New York is a slave state right now. If you live in New York, you're a slave to the government. You are a complete slave. There are probably some conservatives who are not that still, even in the midst of that, decide, I'd rather live free. I'd take my risk and I will live free. Those are the people that are willing to escape the slave state and say, I won't. You can't make me be a slave. That can't, you have to choose to live as a slave. If you live as a slave for 20 years, you've chosen to live as a slave for 20 years because most people, like with my attitude, would be, I would run and risk my life and they'd probably shoot me dead and I might end up dead, but I didn't live as a slave for 20 years because to me, I would rather live free for those moments than to live 20 years as a slave. And there was plenty of black people in America that were that way as well, where they said, screw slavery. I am going to make it to the North or to the free states. I will risk my life because I ain't doing this. And I love those stories. Those are my kind of people. I love it. Harriet Tubman, awesome. Love her. That's my type of person. That's what your attitude has to be, because you need to realize in America, they are trying to enslave you to the government. And they have pitted, and the government is made up of American citizens. And you think, how do they do this? Money. These people, they're weeding them out right now. The vaccine thing is a double benefit for tyranny. Because if people do take a strong stand and they lose their job, that's why I'm saying America's fallen. And I'm sorry, I can't give you a ton of hope, because they get a benefit regardless. If you stand up and say, no, I'm going to be free, and they do fire you, okay, you're free, but they still accomplished something. They got rid of a good person. And who's left? The people that will follow any order, no matter how tyrannical. And now they have the agencies and and they're hoping the police forces, they hope a ton of people leave the police force. They do. They want you to leave. And look, you're not choosing. I don't want people to leave their jobs. I want to make this clear. You got to make them actually have to fire you. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't willingly leave because we need the good people to stay there. But I know that they're thinking, aha, well, we'll illegally fire you. I don't understand how there are not lawsuits right now winning all over the place over all this stuff. I know they're out there, but it shows how corrupt our system is, that I have no faith that the justice system will uphold these people's constitutional rights. So anyways, they're going to weed out good people in the military, good people in the police forces, good people at the hospitals, people who will not be willing to do the evil work that they will eventually demand. And they'll know they're left with people who would never question, will do it for a paycheck and obey. This is exactly what the Nazis did. The Nazis weeded out people. How do you get Germany to wage World War II? It's not like just a handful of powerful Nazi party members could have done what Germany did. They needed an entire nation to do it for them. Did they not? How'd they do it? Well, you pay them and you weed out the ones that won't go with the Nazi party, and the ones that will do it for a paycheck, hey, they're just doing it for money. It's the worship of the altar of money. And here's what I know about America. America worships at the altar of money more than any other nation in the world. Therefore, their tactic is going to be extremely effective, because even people who say they are Christian actually would serve the money god over the true God. They will take the money god over the true God because they have in most of their life. They have compromised the true God and their belief in God. And you are going to see a separation of people who proclaim to be Christian. This is going to hurt the Christian church, this tyranny in America, because I don't know if I should say it hurt it, but there is a falling away that is coming, that's already happening. But it's going to be huge. There is going to be a ton of people that are going to turn away from Christianity because they're going to realize it's really the left just hates Christians. That's really what it's all really about. And so they are going to realize, and they're going to say, I'd rather have money. I'd rather have what my American life is than to follow God. I just did that because it was convenient, because it made me feel good. But to actually have to do something for God, or something that would be a hardship, and still have faith in God? I ain't doing that. And they're going to flee. And you're going to find out how many fake Christians there are in America. And trust me, there are more fake Christians than real. That's another hardcore truth. And you're going to find that out. There are more fake Christians in America than real Christians. And America is going to be shown this. And the world's going to see it. And then we'll see what God does. Because I think God wants to show the world that America has fallen away from him, so that they understand God is allowing the slapdown because of the falling away from him. And if people don't wake up to this, there is no hope. Now, there is hope in God, but I want people to understand, if you don't realize that only your faith in God is going to be able to get you through what's coming, you're in for a world of hurt and awakening in a way that you are not going to be prepared for. I'm struggling with this show to put the words correctly, because I don't want people to take things the wrong way. I don't want you to give up. I'm not saying that. I'm saying stand strong. But we got to hold, it's going to be hard to hold them off, but we got to hold them off until God steps in. And he is going to step in. But when God steps in, I'm not talking about God stepping in and making America a paradise. I mean, God's going to step in and smash it. He's going to allow our enemies to be smashing America. You need to know that to even have hope that you can make it through that. The left is not going to inherit a blissful America. That's not ever going to happen. Never. They're going to inherit destruction, because they are the kings of destruction. That's all they can do. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Check out the new... Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.